down there or something like that, that the Corps would have had a right to be here and had notice. But the Corps apparently, I mean, the Corps didn't show any interest in this application.
So the customers of Oakmont, their purpose, what would their purpose be then?
Well, they could either drive down there and access the lake if they wanted to fish off the shoreline. So I'm not saying it happens frequently, but it was the intended purpose of that road. When it was originally put in, was to provide another opportunity for access to the lake for the residents.
If I may ask you, sir, what evidence do you have that that was intended?
Inference.
So you don't really have any.
I don't necessarily. There's some old minutes that seem where there was some previous discussion on this, where the inference was that's obviously the intention. Otherwise, it's a dead end road to nowhere.
To that law?
No, it wasn't. To that
again,
law.
Again, you guys, gentlemen, you're going beyond what
understood.
And he's a trained attorney. Don't let him bait you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
What kind of attorney are you?
Trained.
Oh.
Anyways, so I would like for you guys to work out a compromise of some kind. If we need to take action on it, we can.
I don't foresee that we're going to be able to compromise any more than we already have, which is authorizing them to approve. So honestly, I don't see that. We need to have any other discussions with the Marquinhos. We've had those, and we're pretty much at where we're at. We've authorized them to improve the road. We chose not to vacate it. I guess my question is, so we can vacate roads without the commission being involved? We have.
Once it's a public road, I don't know what gives... I don't know
I'll have to look into that. Because previous boards have done that. On some of the line, Big Cedar Bog.
After it's been put in as a public road?
These pre-existing roads that we have.
Statute 71-270, I think, gives that to your county commission.
Okay.
As I stated at the outset, I reviewed the Oakmont covenants, and I reviewed the plats, and I reviewed the law, and I didn't find any legal basis for Oakmont's claim to control the road. As to vacating or not. I realize that there's a line in the covenants that say that, but I didn't see anything that, had they been private roads reserved for private use only for the owners of Oakmont lots, I would agree. I also looked at the Oakmont Community Improvement Association, whatever it's called, was set up by the bankruptcy court when Oakmont went through bankruptcy and was given powers then, and I couldn't find anything that would have trumped the county commission's power to vacate the road.
Well, it might not trump it, but I think Oakmont certainly has a vested interest in consideration.
I realize that's your opinion, sir.
And we don't disagree with that. But I would recommend the board getting together, possibly with an attorney if you have one, and coming up with a compromise of some kind that makes sense for both entities.
Okay.
That's just my recommendation. And that's not anything official. So do you guys want to table this? Do you want to make a decision? Do you want to give them time to...
I would like to table it and give them time to see if they can work it out. Then the next time it could be brought back up, if not, Mr. Steinman would be aware of that.
And I don't know how, but we'll make sure that you guys are informed of when it's on the agenda again as well. We'll make sure that you're informed of when it's on the agenda again as well.
Okay.
That way...
Did you get a copy of the agenda?
Not yet, but I...
You can ask Nikki and then she can be... Or Shannon.
Thank you. I guess
so. Do you have a specific? Do you want to? Is there a next, Mr. Elliott? Do we need a specific time to table this to, or just?
You don't have to.
Just take no action.
This doesn't require the first term.
Right.
So, I mean, okay. We'll you all could
We'll just take no action.
For an indefinite period of time.
Move to table for an indefinite period of time. The portion of Bridgeview Drive vacate.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 454097 through 454166 and 3 journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 25th, 2019 and executive session minutes for March 25th, 2019.
Ms. White, did you see anything on these?
They were corrected, I believe, the last time I looked.
They were corrected?
Yes. It's been a few days since I looked at it. Presley, you did send out the correction, didn't I? See it?
Yes.
I thought you did. Thank you. Move to approve the regular minutes of March 25th, 2019.
Second.
And the second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the executive minutes of March 25th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Animal control jurisdiction. Jurisdictional agreement addendum with the City of Branson, number 18-002AC.
Move to approve the animal control jurisdictional agreement addendum by and between Taney County and the City of Branson.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Animal control jurisdictional agreement addendum, or animal control jurisdictional agreement with the Village of Saddlebrook, number 18-002AC.
Have we had one with the Saddlebrook before?
I have a question
on
that agreement. It says Village of Saddlebrook, but Taney County only has a small portion of Village
Very
of Saddlebrook.
Small.
Are we talking about going into Christian County and doing the full village, or do we need to have what part we're covering?
That's what I was going to ask, and there's nobody here to ask that to. Mr. Elliott, do you know if in the agreement it has that, does it speak to that?
I got the map.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map.
I put it in the folder there.
Sheriff, do you know how many homes are in Taney County down there?
Very few.
The,
But I don't know.
So what is covered is it's at their cost. It's care of animal, vaccination of animal, redemption, transfer, rescue, and adoption. We do not do any pickup Don't do any veterinary expenses as far as sick and injured animals. Don't do any stray holds.
I think the same agreement that we have with the others, but the... the boundaries is what we're doing.
Right.
I would think that if law enforcement was called down there, they would know the boundaries.
I'd say it's probably a little convoluted in there.
Well, we will know if it's an address within our county. However, make sure of it in your contract.
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing, I'm not seeing anything where it states where the boundary lines are, so it looks like it's the entire village of. So we would probably need to look into that one a little more closely. Move to table the animal control jurisdictional agreement with the village of Saddlebrook. For an indefinite time?
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for Taney County Jail Detention Center Fire Smoke Alarm System. Simplex Grinnell LP number 19-011S. I have a letter dated March 28, 2019 from Mr. Elliott, our attorney. There's been some revisions.
It looks like all the revisions are to the benefit of the county.
In the original. Last year.
You guys have any questions on it?
I understood everything was fine.
Move to approve the agreement by and
between. The work has begun. They started this morning.
That's what I understood.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Simplex Grinnell LP.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Dodge Charger Pursuit all-wheel drive sedans, 2 Trilates Motors, number 19-035S.
Do you guys have any questions on that?
No.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Trilates Motors for the purchase of 2 Dodge Charger Pursuit sedans.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Agreement for Dodge Durango all-wheel drive sport utility 2 with Tri-Lakes Motors, number 19-036S.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Tri-Lakes Motors for the purchase of 2 Dodge Durango all-wheel drive sport utility vehicles.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Agreement for corrugated steel culverts, number 19-037, Road and Bridge.
Move to approve the agreement. Do you guys have any questions on this?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement.